is coming from the lower species of life. As in Western countries, the Darwin's theory of evolution is very prominent, and they believe that man is coming from monkey. Of course, the Vedic Shastra also says that the birth of human being are from three sources. One from the cow, the other from the lion, and the other from the monkey. Monkey world is there. Those who are coming in the Satogon modes of goodness, their last birth is a cow. And those who are coming through the Rajogon, their last birth is lion. And those who are coming through the Tamogon, their last birth is monkey. We have explained many times that there are the lower animals, less than the human being, there are 8 million thought. Jalayana, Lakhani, Sabra, Lakhavin, Sati, Sivaya, Rudra, Sankhata, Paksyam, Dakhalakhatam, Pinsa, Lakhani, Pasaba, Chetra, Lakhani, Manasa. This is the least of evolution. Darwin has taken, but he has explained in a different way, misguiding way. But anyway, the evolution theory, it is not theory, it is fact, that is acceptable by the Vedic scholar also. It is explained in the Padma Purana, Vasudeva Chaturanga Seva, Lakhan Sthana Jiva Jati. This is the statement in the Padma Purana, that the Asitain Satyam Saiva, 8,400,000. They say in the Vedic language, 4,800,000, 8,400,000. Anyway, the evolution is there, and in the lower species of life, there are 8 million human forms of life, only 400,000, out of which more than 300,000 forms of life are uncivilized men. They do not know what is the aim of life. The best form of human life, the Aryans. Aryans. Aryans means those who are advanced. So, the Aryan family, the history of the Aryan family from Central Asia, Caucasian ranges, divided the Indo-Aryans, Indo-Europeans. This is the history of mankind. So, the Europeans, they belong to the Indo-Europeans. And some of the Europeans, not the uncivilized, the civilized, they came from that side, eastern side, when there was a threatening by Parshuram to kill the Kshatriyas. So most of the Kshatriyas, they came to Europe, and some of them settled in the middle, the border of Europe and Asia, Turkey, Greece. There is a big history, Mahabharata. Mahabharata means the greater history of India. So, on the whole, the conclusion is that the Aryans spread in Europe also, and the Americans, they also spread from Europe. So, the intelligent class of human beings, they belong to the Aryans, Aryan family. Just like Hitler claimed that he belonged to the Aryan family. Of course, they belong to the Aryan families. So, there is gradual process of evolution, and the human form of life is the greatest evolution, here is a junction. Now, you can go elevate yourself to further, higher status of living conditions, that is called Devata or Demigod, Urdhvam Gacchanti Saptasva. If you develop the quality of goodness, then you are promoted to the higher planetary system, Urdhvam Gacchanti Saptasva, Madhyeti Santi Rajasa. If you do not develop further, if you remain whatever quality of God, just now, you remain within this world, and Adho Gacchanti Tamasa, and if you do not develop goodness or remain in the same quality, but you degrade yourself, then again go to the cycle of birth in the animal kingdom. This is the law. Buddham Gacchanti Sattvastha Madhyeti Santi Rajasa Jaghanna Gunavittishtha Adho Gacchanti Tamasa. Jaghanna Gunavittishtha. Jaghanna means abominable, without any distinction. Whatever I like, I shall do. You cannot do that. You have got now super consciousness. You must decide whether you want to stop this evolutionary process, cycle of birth and death, and go back to home, back to Godhead. Or if you want to continue again the cycle of birth and death, that is up to you to decide. This is the human form of life. Therefore, how you can promote yourself to the higher status of life, or how you can degrade yourself to the lower status of life, that is to be decided. And the Bhagavad Gita you find, Janti Jiva Vrata Jivan Pitrin Janti Pitrin Vrata Bhute Cha Janti Bhutani Mad Jati Nopi Janti Ma. There are four ways suggested. If you want to go to the higher planetary system, not by force you can go to the moon planet. That is not possible. That is simply childish. You cannot go. You must have to be qualified how to go. Just like if somebody comes to your country, Australia, he has to take the visa, permit, passport, so many things. Then you allow. So how can we allow to enter into the moon planet, which is the residential place of many gods? That is a very controversial point. They say that they have gone to moon planet and there is no life. This is simply nonsense. Every planet is full of living entities. But when they say they could not find any living entities, then it is to be understood they haven't gone to the moon planet. There are many other points also we do not wish to discuss. But moon planet is the higher planetary system, sun planet is the higher planetary system, and there are many others. If you like to go there, you can go. Janti Jiva Vrata Jivan, you have to prepare yourself for going there. Similarly, there are 3 lokas. You can see so many thousands and millions of planets. Every planet is residential quarter. Just like this planet is residential quarter, every planet is residential. Innumerable lives there are according to the position. Here it is said that Akshodhara Purusha, Krishna is giving you a system as you can go to Him. Back to home, back to God. That is Krishna consciousness movement. One should go to God. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jagratyana nivattante tadhamam paramam mama. You can go to any other planet, you can have very long duration of life. The standard of living is very, very high. They plan here in this planet. Sometimes you see the standard of living condition in Europe, America is better than other places. They become very much braver that Europe and America and Australia is also another region of Europeans. So big roads, big skyscraper house are very comfortable. So as you see differences of standard of living here, similarly, each and every planet, there is different standard of living. And it is said in the Shastra that if you go to the moon planet, then you live there for 10,000 years. 10,000 of years, and their calculation of time is also greater than ours. It is calculated that our 6 months is equal to their 1 day. That is called Deva calculation. In this way, you can get very long duration of life, very comfort, nice, beautiful body, and residential quarters, everything is very, very nice. Each higher planetary system is better than the other. In this way, you can go to the Brahmaloka. Brahmaloka means where the topmost planet. They are calculated, modern astronomers and the planet work, that it takes about 40,000 years to go to the topmost planet of this universe. So these things are there. Anyway, in Bhagavad Gita, it is saying that even if you go to the topmost planet, there is also birth, death, old age and disease. You cannot avoid this. So long you shall remain within this material world, you have to accept these 4 principles of material condition that you have to die. Either you live for 10,000 of years or 10 millions of years, it doesn't matter, you have to die. Even Brahma dies, who has got many millions of years. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma's 1 day daytime duration, which is calculated our 12 hours. There are 12 hours, day 12 hours, night. That is 24 hours. So, Brahma's 1 day time duration, 12 hours, is calculated to be 4,300,000 of years multiplied by 1 hour. Now calculate, what is it? That is 4,300,000 of years. 4,300,000,000 or something like that. That is our 12 hours, Brahma's 12 hours is that. Then add 12 hours again, 400,000,000,000 years. That means altogether 8,000,000,000 of years. That is 1 day, Brahma. Then calculate 1 month. Then calculate 1 year, such 100 years he needs. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra yuga parjantam marahat jag brahmano vidhu. Sahasra yuga parjantam. 1 yuga means 43 lakhs of 100,000 of years. Sahasra means 1,000. That is, everything is stated there. You can learn. You can understand. So that is called Brahmaloka. And it is also stated, Abrahma bhavana lokan punaravakti nojana. Even if you reach to the Brahmaloka, you can get long duration of life, there is no doubt. But again, punaravartina, you have to die and you have to go to another body and another planet. But I am eternal. We are eternal. Nahannate hannavane sarire. by destruction of this body. Maybe after 2 hours or 4 minutes, there are many minutes. A living entity, they live for some minutes, some seconds, some years. And a human in this material life, in this planetary system, we live, say, at most 100 years. But in other planetary systems, they live for millions of years. It is supposed that the world is relative. According to your position, the relative condition is there. My past and present and future is not the same past, present, future of an ant. The ant's past season may be 3 hours or 4 hours. Our past present is 100 hours, and Brahma's past present millions of years. Everything is related according to the position. So, real aim of life is to stop the cycle of birth and death. That is real aim of life. If you do not know this, then we are ignorant. We are ignorant. First of all, you must know that I am eternal. That is, in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, it is very nicely explained that antavattu deha nitya sukta sarira. My dear Lord John, this body is this that. But the proprietor of the body, he is eternal. That is the first sister. I am not this body. I am the proprietor of this body. You are not this body. You are the proprietor of this body. But if we think that I am body, then the same thing as the dog is sick. That's why I am giving you this statement. That if we think this lump of matter as myself, then we are no better than the dog. The dog is also thinking like that. The human form of life is meant for understanding that I am not this lump of water, matter. I am Brahmasmi. I am spirit soul. That is required. So the whole Bhagavad Gita teaching is based on this principle. First of all, to understand that I am not this body. I am spirit soul. Brahma, aham brahmasmi, brahma bhuta prasannatma, nasocha si matanthati, samasarvesu bhutesu, madhvasti ravati para. Eat from this material, concept on applied, somehow or other, you go, come to the understanding that you are not this body, lump of matter. You are spirit soul. You are different from this body. That is called brahma bhuta state. And as soon as you become on the Brahma-bhuta status, then symptom will be nasa-bhutati prasanna-atma. You become happy immediately. Everyone is unhappy in this material world. That's a fact. And because, why you are unhappy? Because we have accepted, misaccepted, wrongly accepted this body myself. This is it. Defect of modern civilization. So long you do not understand that you are not this body, you are different from this body, you are Brahma, you are part and parcel of God, then your activities become different. Because at this present moment, we are acting on the bodily concept of life. I am American, I am Indian, I am Australian, I am white, I am black, I am Brahman, I am Shudra, these, that. Only this bodily concept of life. And the Krishna consciousness begins when you are free from this bodily concept of life. That is called Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Nasotati Nakanthati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Mother Bhakti Ravati Pura. Bhakti, this activity begins when you are Brahma Bhuta. Now what is the symptom of becoming Brahma Bhuta? That is the Prasanna Atma. Happiness. Only happiness. There is no question of despair. That is Brahma. He cannot say, now I have become Brahma realized, Brahma Bhuta, but I am crying for cigarette. No. Immediately, test. So you cannot be unhappy. I am not this thing, that thing. Because here we are creating wants. Kankhati. This material civilization means simply creating wants. That's all. Big wants or small wants, that is called kankhati. And another counterpart of this material life is whatever you have got, if it is lost, then you cry. One side is you are hankering after something which you do not possess. And if your possession is lost, then you cry for the loss. This is two business. Kankhati shrotati. But if you become Brahma Bhuta, self-realized, these two things should be answered immediately. Na shrotati na kankhati. Samasarvesu bhuteshu. Now there is racial animosity all over the world. You are American, you are Russian, you are Indian, you are Chinese, you are Pakistani, Russia. They are fighting is going on this understanding. Here Chinese, here American, here Russian. So when you come to the platform of Nasotasi, not identifying with this body, then Samasarvesu Bhuteshu. You see everyone on the same platform. You do not see here is a Chinese or American or Australian. You see a soul is entrapped in a material body. So material body is not for matter. We are concerned with the spirit soul. Then Samasarvesu Bhuteshu. Pandita Samadarsana. One who is learned, Pandit, he comes to us. He has no more this vision that here is an American, just like in our society. Why? People from all parts of the world. There are Americans, there are Indians, there are Africans, Canadians, Japanese. But we don't feel like that. I'm Japanese, I'm Indian, I'm American. We all feel servant of Krishna. This is the command. This is United Nations. Not bad going to the United Nations and birthing like the dog. I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm Singapore. What is the benefit? Therefore they are birthing for the last 20, 30 years. What benefit has come? You cannot make the dogs, you bring some dogs from America and somewhere Australia and from India and put them together and ask them, please live very peacefully. If you keep them as dogs, they will simply bark. There will be no more peace. Just try to understand, practically. You have to make them human beings. If you keep them dogs and cats, there cannot be any peace. This is really knowledge. Because the consciousness moment is giving such knowledge that they will never remain a dog or cat, they will become actual human beings. This is Krishna prophecy. Therefore it is said, asaddhana purusha. Those who have not faith in this process of understanding Krishna consciousness. Asaddhana purusha dharmasa asraya. Now this is your dharma. Brahma means occupation. I have explained yesterday. I am servant of one. This is my real occupation. But giving up my service to God, I am giving service to Maya. Therefore, I am servant of my senses, my family, my society, my country, my nature, and keeping, I haven't got to serve anybody. Then I keep one dog, I become a servant of the dog. Somebody was just telling me that in Japan, the dog passes through and the master collects it and puts it somewhere. Oh, this is going on. You are 45 days to become servant. But in Maya, in illusion, you are simply a master. Therefore, the best thing is that in Islam, becoming a class, the servant of a dog, just immediately becomes servant of all. That is your success of life. And if you don't agree, then you have to serve. Up to the dog, up to the cat. Many European Americans, they have no children. But they keep one cat, one dog, to serve. You see? But you have to serve, because you are made for that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is that Jive Swarupar Nitya Krishna Das. That is our permanent situation. You are servant of God. I have a friend yesterday that we are part and parcel of God. Now, as part and parcel of God, what is your duty? The example I have given, that says the finger is part and parcel of my body. So what is the duty? As soon as I say, finger, please come here, it comes. Finger, come here. Do this, do that, because this is finger business. A finger cannot remain independent. Or if the finger cannot give the service properly, then it is disease. Similarly, our material condition means we are in disease condition. We are not giving service to God, we are still giving service to the dog. This is our disease condition. So, God is Himself explaining how you should be. That is Bhagavad. Therefore, it is said, asadhana purusha dharma shastra parantava. My dear Arjuna, if somebody has no faith in my words, then what will be the result? The result will be aprapama. He will not get me. Aprapama means not getting my faith. Then what will he get? Aprapama nivartante. Again he goes back. Instead of going back to home, back to Godhead, he goes back to that, na mitya samsara vatmani, again in the cycle of birth and death. Again cycle of birth. Suppose this human form of grass, you can make your life so perfect that immediately after death, after giving up this body, you go back to home, back to God. You regain your eternal life. But if you misuse this human form of grass, do not endeavor for going back to home, back to God, then again go back to the cycle of birth and death. This is nature's work. You are not independent. Nature is working like that. Pratitekriyamanani gunintarmani sarvata ahankara bhimunatma katkaham iti vannati. You are thinking foolishly as a rascal that you are independent. You are not independent. You are completely under the control of material nature. Now, in this human form of life, there are two ways. You go back to home, back to Godhead, or go back to again, to become a bee, hog, and tree, and plant. This is the plan of our world. Thank you very much. Hitler or anyone, if he does not take advantage of this human form of life for going back to home, back to God, he will put into again in the cycle of birth, many different forms of birth.
I have another question. You were talking about
the planetary system.
The planetary solar system, are they in the
living
planetary system or the
world
planetary system?
What is the question about planetary system?
Where is it situated in the planetary system?
You cannot understand it. The whole planetary system is just like a big tree. And there are many fruits. So here, this planet, planted is one of the fruits of the planted system.
The plants in our solar system.
Yeah, astrology, astronomy, that is planted system. It is the basic system. You can see as light, the whole planted system is moving like this. Bunch of trees. And in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Urdhva Moolam Adhosartha. It is just like a big tree, and the root is upwards, and the branches and fruits downwards. The old star is the center of this root of this planted system. If you read our books, Fifth Canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, is the fullest system.
Sorry, you were talking about the high planet?
Yeah. Don't you see high
planet
system? The sun planet, the moon planet, they are not on your top. There are many others, millions. These are prominent. According to Vedic system, the moon planet is higher than the sun planet. So these descriptions are there in the fifth canto. I suggest request to read them to understand.
And Krishna is perfect in containing himself, so why are there the individual minute living entities? Krishna is perfect, surely no need for the small living entities.
Krishna is perfect and complete, and why does he need little entities like us?
I call that why his son becomes a loka.
If there's a high court judge and he has a son, why does the son sometimes become a loafer?
Is it guaranteed that because one is son of high court judge, he will also become a high court judge? There is no such guarantee. Everyone is individual. We are sons of God, that's all that. But we have got different independence. If you misuse our independence, then you become God. Krishna is perfect, there is no doubt. But we are part and parcel. It's like another example. There is a fire, and there are sparks of fire. These sparks are very little, small fire particles. Sometimes they fall down from the fire and become extinguished. The fiery quality is lost. Similarly, we are all part and parcel of God, but when, by misusing our intelligence or independence, we come here in this material world to enjoy, our body qualities become lost. Again, if you realize, then you go back to home, that's all. The Krishna consciousness movement is to help people. How to realize is God consciousness. Again, goes back to home, back to home. Tattādehaṁ punarjāmanaiti māneti om. It is clear, he said. He simply one tries to understand why it is not God. And if he actually understands, then after giving up this body, he is no more going to accept and material body. He goes back to home. Why don't you try for that? Try to understand. Krishna is explaining himself. The text is Bhagavad Gita as it is, and read it regularly, you will understand Krishna realizes something. You have asked one question. Any more? What is your question?
What is the purpose of so many nationalities on this earth?
But it's the purpose of so many nationalities.
Mm-hmm. If I say, I already said, dog is maintained. That's all. You even dog, go on barking. What is it? I have to get out of my costume to this mate. I have to get out of the other parties. Yeah, but can you mean that? Yes, sir. This is the entry. Bark and drag that dog. Yes, sir. Bit of chant, Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.